goodness, I've been talking that long and hadn't even noticed.
Might have to do a part two.
Yeah.
Okay, we have an update on Danny Ringer's granddaughter, Zoe. She's very sick, hemolytic, uremic syndrome. She is getting plasma meds to keep her calm, dialysis, ventilator, strep throat also. Let's continue to pray for Maxeline Coker, who is better and has been moved to Elk City Rehab. Pray for Rita Hughes to have successful tests being done today. And a praise report on Chris Cannon. He's coming home tomorrow.
Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you, first of all, for this request that has been answered, Lord, for Chris Cannon, which is coming home tomorrow. Father, we thank you for answering prayer for him, Lord, and we lift up these others, Lord. We thank you for the work that you've done in Danny Ringer's granddaughter, Zoe, Lord, and we know, Lord, that there's nothing impossible with you. We know, Lord, that you suffered 39 stripes on your back when you went to the cross for our healing. And Lord, when you died, you said, "It is finished." And Lord, when you resurrected from the dead, you sealed what you did at the cross because you rose from the dead. And so that finished out the part of your contract for our salvation and our healing. And so, Lord, you already paid the price for all of our healing on the cross. And God the Father's not going to turn a deaf ear. And, Lord, your word says that you are the great physician. There is nothing too hard for you. You made these bodies. Lord, and I am, now this is something of the world, but we always, when we get a new device and we read on the instructions, it says if this has malfunctions in any way, don't try to fix it to yourself. Send it back to the original manufacturer. Well, Lord, you're the original manufacturer of our body. And Lord, so we send our bodies back to you. We send these bodies back to you with all of their conditions that you already paid the price for. And Lord, you said we could ask and agree anything and decree and declare it in your name, in the name of Jesus, and that we had all power over the power of the enemy and nothing would by any means hurt us, and that you would give us the desires of our heart, and that it would be, if we decreed it, that it would be established unto us. So, Father, we stand on your word. And, Father, we ask you to complete this healing in this granddaughter, Zoe, Lord. All of these conditions, Lord, of all these words that I have a hard time pronouncing, hemolytic and uremic syndrome and getting plasma to keep her calm, and she's on dialysis and a ventilator, and she has strep throat. Now, Lord, the enemy is really attacking her, and we bind all of him, his works, and his evil conniving in it, Lord, and we pull down his strongholds and every weapon that is waged against her. And in the name of Jesus, we command him to loose her. He has to bow to your name, because every name in heaven and in earth and under the earth, and devil, that means you. You have to bow. You don't have a choice. Jesus already defeated you at the cross. And he's given us power and authority. And he tells us that we can stomp on your head because you're under our feet in the name of Jesus. So we take authority over you. And we command you to loose her in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, that you're going to complete what you started in her. She is going to be healed from the top of her head to the soles of her feet of everything that is coming against her. Now, in the name of Jesus, we call it completed and done. And we believe your word. We stand on your word because your promises are yea and amen. And you're a God in that you, and you're not a God that you should lie, nor the Son of Man that you should repent. If you've said it, you're going to do it. And Lord, we believe it. And that settles it. Lord, your word settles it. It doesn't matter whether people believe your word or not. What you say in your word is coming to pass because it's God's word and you're not man. You're God of the universe and there's no God but you. And so, Lord, we bring ourselves into line with you and we choose to believe your word in Jesus' name, even though it looks impossible, because your word says there's nothing impossible with you. And so, Lord, all of these promises, Lord, you watch over your word to perform them. And we have to give you all the glory and all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. And so, Father, we continue to pray for Maxine Coker, who is better. And she's been moved to Elk City Rehab. So we thank you for her progress, and we thank you for the continued progress, Lord, and that her rehab is going to be successful and finished sooner than she thinks. In Jesus' name, Lord, we just call it forth, and we call for Rita Hughes to have a successful test. She's undergoing tests today, Lord, and you know the situation. You know everything about us, and we lift you, we lift her up to you, Lord, and we expect good results, Lord, in Jesus' name, and for you to undertake for her in Jesus' name. And we thank you, and we give you the praise, and we worship your holy name. Amen.
Shoes and socks off. I forgot to turn my mic on. Can you hear me now? And Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs and wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. And that first one was the Refuge Church at New Liberty. They're located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless your shoes and socks off. And Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located here at the Promise Center in Elk City. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
That's where I went last night.
Getting your oil changed or having your tires rotated isn't always the easiest thing for a woman to have done, but it's always been just fine for me because Barber Dyson Ford takes care of everything. They've always treated me professionally, I've never had to worry about unnecessary work, and the work they've done has kept me on the road and it's kept me safe. That's one reason I'll be a Barber Dyson customer for life. Thanks, Barber Dyson Ford, for providing outstanding service for 25 years.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
I didn't know.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest today is Miss Mary Fullerton. Miss Mary, before we get started back again, would you like to share the information about the church you go to, the times of service, the location?
Okay. The church I go to is Prophetic Voice Ministries, and it's located at 616 North Locust, and that is on the northeast side of town in Elk City, and it's on the corner of Avenue C and Locust Street. You go around the curve where the police station is and start heading north and go north until you run onto Avenue C and turn and go one block east to your right. And it's sitting right there on the corner of C and Locust. And so we have service on Sunday morning. Our Sunday morning service, our Sunday school starts at 9:45. Our church service starts at 11. And then on Sunday night, we start at 6. And then on Thursday night, we have a midweek service, and it starts at 7. So, and then on Tuesday night, we have prayer meeting, and it's at 6:30. So that gives people time to get in from work and, you know, catch their breath, and where they don't have to just run right over there. And, you know, we can pray anywhere. And we don't have to. It is nice to come together, you know, and we like to do that. But if you have situations where you can't come to prayer meeting sometime, God hears you anywhere you are. The main thing is just talk to Him.
Amen.
You know, I've been going out to Walmart and giving encouraging words to people. And I tell them, God loves you. He wants to be your best friend. He is interested in all of the challenges of your life. And He's just waiting to hear from you. And they get this look on their face. It's like their mouth. You can almost see their mouth just drop open. And they get this look on their face that's, really? God wants to hear from me? I mean, it's like I just focus their attention on Him. And He does the rest. But, you know, it's so sad that a lot of times, people have the wrong concept of God. They think that He wants to bring them under condemnation and that He's going to send them to hell and that He's got a big club and all He's going to do is beat them over the head. And He isn't like that. He loves everybody. He doesn't want anybody to go to hell. He probably cries every time somebody does because He paid the whole price for you to get to go to heaven. All you have to do is ask Him to forgive you of your sins. And who wouldn't want to be forgiven of your sin? Your sin brings bondage. And you're under a taskmaster. You know, you're either going to serve. A lot of people think that they're just living for themselves. But they don't understand. You have one of two masters. Either Jesus is your Lord and Master, and He brings good into your life, or you're serving the devil, the enemy, and he's an enemy of God. And he is come, the Bible says, He comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And there's no good in Him. And you're in bondage if you're in service to Him.
You're believing a lie if you're following Him.
Yes, because He is a liar and the father of lies, and He can't tell the truth. And Jesus has His word. He is called the Word of God, and His word is truth, and He watches over His word to perform it. And so a lot of times I say, Lord, let the Spirit of truth come and expose all of the lies in Jesus' name. You know, And so the greatest gift God gave his only son, that you could go to heaven and have your sins forgiven. That's the only way to get there, is to have your sins washed away by the blood of Jesus, which is God's only begotten son. Would you give up your son?
Nope.
No, you wouldn't give up your son. God gave up his son for the whole world. And when Jesus died on the cross, all the sins of the whole world, from the time that the world was created until the time that Jesus comes back, was placed on him. And all we have to do is believe and ask. And it's a free gift. And then because of that, we owe our life to him. We owe our service. And it gives us such joy and blessings. You've heard me talk about how he's blessed me this morning. I didn't mean to get on that roller coaster, but, I thought he gave me something else. But it can wait, you know, because what God's given me hot off the press is better.
Somebody must need to hear about the blessings of God.
Yes.
Somebody out there must have it twisted or something.
And I tell them, Lord, let my tongue, I want to speak what you, Lord, I don't have any agenda. I just want to please you. Whatever you want, God. It's better to have his anointing on you and let him flow, because he can do a work no man can do. And he's got the resources. He's got all of heaven behind him. The power, if you need power to live for him, just say, Jesus, help me. You know what I need. I need your strength. I need your power. I can't do it by myself. Lord, your word says that we can do nothing on our own. Without you, we can do nothing. But through you, we can do all things through Christ. So, Lord, I need your power. Lord, I'm hungry. And you said that you would fill the hungry. You would feed the hungry and you would give water. You would be living water to those that are thirsty. And they would never thirst again. Give me that water. Give me that bread of life. You are the bread of life. He's everything we need. He supplies all of our needs according to his riches in glory. I mean, and I tell people, you know, we feel sorry for the homeless down here. And I know there's not going to be any homeless people in heaven. But I tell people, just as a way of comparison, I said, you know, even if I was a homeless person, Jesus has gone to prepare a mansion for us. He says, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I'll come again and receive you into myself. So he's preparing that place for us. And our obedience is sending up raw materials for him. You know. So you're helping build your mansion every time you're obedient to him. That just dropped into my head. But, I mean, that puts a positive thing on obedience. But anyway, he's got riches in glory, you know. And even if he wasn't preparing a mansion for us and we had to sleep on the streets are paved with gold. I'd be sleeping on gold. Now, my goodness, there is no poverty in heaven. No poverty. And he makes it available to his kids, especially when they walk in obedience. God is a good God. My cup runs over. I get so excited. And I went to the nursing home this week, and I was talking to people. And I started crying because the blessing of God was so good. And this man said, he didn't understand. He said, well, you're not going to cry, are you? And I said, these are tears of joy. God gives you so much joy that the world can't understand it. and the world can't take it away. No matter what happens in this world, when we have our sins washed away and Jesus is in us, giving us his strength and his power, and he's pouring out his blessings on us. His blessings, he's promised to meet all of our needs. Our food and our clothing and our shelter, our basic needs. And he's promised to give us the desires of our heart, you know. And if we honor him, he gives us the desires he wants us to have in the first place. And then he can give us the desires of our heart, you know, because they're his desires. Anyway, so, you know, he gives us the desires of our heart. And it's like having Christmas all the time.
Amen.
Christmas. My goodness, we're worse than I'm worse than a little kid. Yeah. You know, I don't even get this excited over Christmas. Except we got the greatest gift. I mean, Christmas is celebrating his birthday. Now, we don't really know if he was born on December the 25th, you know, but that's the day we got set aside. The importance is we celebrate it sometime during the year.
We set a time aside just yes. to celebrate his
yes.
birth.
And the world don't even know it. They think that it's all about Santa Claus, and materialism has become their God. We worship the one true God, and we worship the Savior of the world, who is the greatest gift of all. Because we would be lost and undone and on our road to hell without him, because he's the only way there. And he's not willing for any should perish. You know, it's just like you as your parents. And you see your children and you want to help them so much and you give them advice and they don't take your advice. And your heart just breaks because you know that it's going to bring trouble to them. And you cry sometimes. And you tell them, sometimes even in strong urges and words. And you say, I'm telling you, if you don't pay attention to me, you're going to suffer for it. That's what God does. He said, if you don't pay attention to me, you're going to go to hell and you're going to suffer forever for it. But if you pay attention to me and take my gift, I'm going to take you to heaven. You'll be with me in glory and you'll have a mansion and streets of gold to walk on.
Amen.
Now, which would you like? I mean, the choice ain't hard. The choice ain't hard. He's the best thing that ever happened to people. And he said, whosoever, whether you're rich or whether you're poor, whether you're fat or you're skinny, whatever station in your life, God is no respecter of persons. If you follow what the word says, you're going to reap his blessings. And he adds, no sorrow. He gives you joy unspeakable and full of glory, and your cup runs over. Oh, that doesn't mean that the road is always easy, because you got an enemy out there. And he says, he does us just like he did when God said, he told the devil, he said, what have you been doing? The devil said, I've been running up and down looking on the earth, seeing, you know. And
who I can devour.
And God had so much confidence in Job that he bragged on him to the devil. He said, well, have you considered my servant Job? And the devil said, yeah, but you got a hedge built around him. Listen, we got a hedge built around us. God keeps us better than anybody, better than any life preserver ever could. He is the greatest. And he's answering Jesus' prayer, because Jesus prayed to the Father before he went to the cross. He said, Lord, I thank you for the ones that you've given me, and I ask you to keep them through your name. Keep those. I'm going to go to the cross, Lord, but you keep those that are mine. Keep those, and keep all of those that are going to come in. He said, keep them. Do you think God's going to turn a deaf ear to his son's own prayer when he paid the price on Calvary? Not on your life. We got the best life preserver there is.
Amen.
Everything you need is in God. Everything. He's the only one that can heal your emotional hurts, that can give you peace of mind, that passes all understanding if you keep your mind on Him. And He'll give you His mind. He'll give you His mind. You know, He supplies everything we need. He gives us His strength. He says, My strength is made perfect in your weakness. Wow. What a trade. Our sins for eternal life. And the best keeper. And the best is yet to come, because we haven't seen heaven yet. That's why it's called the blessed hope. A hope that endures for all eternity. You have a choice of going to hell and suffering forever and hearing the devil laugh in your face, or spending it in unspeakable glory and joy in heaven, full of light and peace and love, a love that passes all understanding. And that fades not away. Reserved in heaven for you. It's the best bank account you ever had. It yields better dividends than any savings account you could have on earth. I can't find words to describe it. He is so good. And it's not just to me. It's to whosoever. Mm-hmm. I challenge all of those whosoever's out there, whether you're a saint or whether you're a sinner, take advantage of what God offers you today. Take advantage of it. You won't be sorry. You won't be sorry.
Okay. Amen. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all, and it is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our gorgeous sister in Christ, Miss Mary Fullerton, y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Let us pray, let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.